Now we continue. Paragraph Hey. This is a little bit deep, you know, what we just did. For those who aren't that familiar with the terms or haven't seen it mentioned many times in many different contexts, sometimes it sounds totally intangible, totally foreign. But the more you learn about it, you get used to knowing how certain things line up together, how certain terms are always, they mean the same thing in different forms. Tzimtzum, Midas Adin, Yetzahara, etc. V'ze b'chinas Shema Avoyim Shemoya, Shehem Kabbalas Oyel Malchus Shamayim v'Kabbalas Oyel Mitzvahs. Now we'll also understand the two parshiyos of the Shema that appear inside the mezuzah, which are the first parsha, Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem, V'yohavta, that's all the first parsha. And then we have the second parsha, V'hoyoyim Shamoya. The first parsha is where a person accepts upon themselves Hashem's authority in general terms. The second parsha, V'hoyoyim Shamoya Tishmo El Mitzvoisai, is already going into detail. That's talking about a Jew accepting upon himself the oil mitzvahs, the 613 commandments. Ki mishtei b'chinos elu nivnin hashay olamos. Because it's through these two aspects that the 310 worlds are built up. The first one was Kabbal Asol Malchus Shamayim. The second one was Kabbal Asol Mitzvahs. Ki ikar binyan hashay olamos he me'or ha'seichel v'hatzimtzum. Because the main thing, the way that we build these 310 worlds is through a combination of seichel, intelligence, and tzimtzum, and constriction. Shayidei shtei b'chinoi seilu daiko. It's through these two things, when these two are brought together and united to the ultimate degree of unity, which two things? Sechel and Tzimtzum, al yodom kol ha'asogois. Through that, the person gets to achieve all kinds of high-level understanding of Hashem. Shehem b'china shay olamos kanal, which is sometimes referred to as the 310 worlds. V'ze b'chinas shma avoyim shamoya. Ki shma hu kabolas yichudo yisborach. The first paragraph, shma, is where we accept upon ourselves the unity, the oneness of Hashem. Shema aminim bo yisborach, we declare that we believe in Hashem. Shehu echod yochid u'meyuchad. He is one, alone, and very special. And that entire first paragraph is all written in singular terminology. You will love, you singular, with your heart. All of it. That symbolizes, that represents the light of the true seichel, which is all one. It's all oneness. There, it's all unity. Aval v'hoyim shamoya nemra b'loshen rabim. Whereas the second paragraph of the Shema, the second paragraph that appears in the mezuzah, is spoken to, it's Hashem speaking to a plural. Ze marames al hatzimtzumim shel ha'sechel. That represents the tzimtzum of the sechel, the constriction of the sechel. Sheshom maschil b'chinas chilukei deis. That's where you start having differences of opinion. Because each and every individual person receives this understanding of Hashem, this deep level of understanding of Hashem, based on to the degree of what that person is capable of understanding and appreciating. And this is what the pasuk says, V'hoyo im shamoya tishmu. If you will listen to me, Hashem says, Volume Shamoya represents the etzem haSeichel, the essence of the Seichel. Bechinas Shma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. Sheze bechinas Shoresh etzem haSeichel. The word Shamoya refers to the essence of our brain, which is where we have that recognition of the oneness of Hashem. Sheze bechinas shoresh etzem asechel. That's the source of all of our sechel. That's the foundation. The foundation of all of our sechel is the oneness of Hashem. Tishmu, it says, Vahoyo im shamoya tishmu. Shamoya is singular, tishu is plural. Tishmu, hainu she tishmu usikaplu oira sechel emesaze. Kol echod kefi tzimtzumov shebedaitoi. You will receive this true light of sechel, each and every single one of you, according to his vessel, according to his brain, what he's capable of handing, each one according to what he's capable of recognizing and understanding. And if you follow that second paragraph in the mezuzah, you see that the entire thing is, it's only in plural. It's only speaking in plural. Li'ahavo es Hashem Elokeichem, to love your Hashem, plural your. Ula'avdei b'chol avavchem, and to serve him with all of your hearts. Again, plural. V'alkein, and it's for this reason that b'parsha soiz daika, that in this paragraph, humazhir, Hashem warns us, hishamru lochem pen yiftel avavchem, watch it. Don't allow your hearts to swerve away from Hashem, to be seduced into believing in avodah zarah, achra avodah zarah, shubachinas machloikis. That's an example of machloikis, when a person's heart is divided from Hashem. Bechinas cholak libam, their hearts were divided. There wasn't Hashem echod. It wasn't one Hashem. It was believing in all kinds of, a whole bunch of things. K'mayshom Rabbi Sein Azal, as the Gemara says, toma ani im lo yiyav habayis hazeh avodah zarah. There was a scenario which the Gemara describes where two rabbis got into a major machlokes, and they were hitting each other with the Gemaras. And the Gemara says, one of the rabbis said, I wonder if this house will not become a house of idol worship. Because there was major conflict in that house. As Rabbeinu Zal makes reference to that Gemara in chapter 251 in Likutei Moran. Ki kishebo ha-sechel otoich ha-tzimtzumim, because when the sechel, when the light, this consciousness of Hashem, is put into tzimtzumim, into vessels, into constrictions, she'oz behechrech she'ischalek la'arba ruchos, where when that process is being done, obviously it has to be divided up among all four directions, so that each and every person, the people in the east and the west and the north and south, each and every single one of them will be zeche to understand Hashem and perceive Hashem on their level. And we said this is the origin of all machlokes. The origin of machlokes is when Hashem made that tzimtzum and the cholol aponui, and there became an inside and an outside, and there became a right and a left, and a front and a back. There became these four directions. Al kein shom tzrichem lizor ma'od ma'machlokes. That's why there you really have to be careful to watch out for machlokes. Mi machlokes gomor chas v'shom, that it shouldn't lead to full-blown machlokes. Shehu b'chinas avodah zarah, which is referred to as idol worship. And this is what the pasuk says, v'samtem es devorai eile al levavchem. Hashem says you will place these words that I'm saying, the Shema Yisrael, these words of faith and everything, you'll put it in your hearts. Shetosimu dvorai eile shani mazir eschem al emunas yichudei yisborah v'kabolas mitzvois. You'll take all of these words, Moshe Rabbeinu says, that I'm warning you about believing in the unity of Hashem and about accepting all the mitzvahs of Hashem. V'tosimu al levavchem, place them in your hearts. Shekol echod kefi ashir shebeliboi yekabel dvorai eile, so that each and every person, according to the limitations of their heart, according to how their heart is capable of perceiving Hashem, etc. Hainu afal pi shehashir shebelev kol echad mishonam chuluk mechaveiroi. Meaning, even though each and every individual person's ability to understand Hashem and to relate to Hashem is different from his fellow Jew, Afalpikin, despite that, Al Tosuru Chasishol Maidezel at Sadachar Chalila. You know, it's the fact that we are all different. That he's right and he leans towards the right, I lean towards the left. He leans this way. The fact that we're in different directions to a degree, that should not allow us to take it further and to have anybody take it to a full-blown machloikis, to machloikis gomor, to have actual conflict, actual negative feelings towards another Jew, chas v'shalom, or v'avodah zarah, chas v'shalom. That again, a person is, people are becoming so different from each other that they're moving so far apart that a person takes himself out of the ballpark of faith in Hashem and he starts straying into other places, into idol worship, chas v'shalom. But rather, rak tekablu v'tosimu dvorayela alavavchem. But rather, Moshe Rabbeinu says, take these words of the Shema that I'm teaching you and put it on your hearts. Dehainu lachzor tomid lemekoyer ho'achdus, meaning always go back to the origin, to the source of unity, to the source which is unity. Leida ulahamin, to realize and to believe, shekol hashinu deis, that all the different opinions, v'chol amachloikis, and all the conflict within Hashem, within the Torah, within the Jewish people, v'chol atzimtzumim, and all the constrictions, kulam shavim el mokam echad. They all return to one place. They all come from one source, and they all feed back to that source. Ki hakol nimshach mimenu yisporah. But because it all comes from Hashem.